It's fitting that housing is a big part of the Near East Side revitalization, sped up by the Super Bowl Legacy Project, because it was housing that was one of the first problems in the community. As jobs moved to the suburbs, so did the workers, which meant a steady rise in the number of vacant properties. Neighborhood President Sue Spicer says those vacant homes have attracted crime, but at the same time she and others want to see the neighborhood improve, they also didn't want it to change too much.
The reason that I wanted to be neighborhood president was so I could make sure gentrification wasn't an imminent happening. And by gentrification, I mean taking all these vacant lots and plopping down extremely expensive homes, which would take the property taxes through the roof.
Urban planners agreed, and as they went about planning for improved housing, they planned for mixed-income housing and housing for seniors who had lived in the Near East Side most of their lives but could no longer care for their homes. Cindy Gadeski is a housing coordinator at the Bonner Center and says 32 homes, one for each of the NFL teams, are being renovated or built for people who have never owned a home.
Well, if you just run people out of one neighborhood, you're not fixing any problem. That's just geography. But if you're going to create some affordable housing opportunities so that they can stay and live and work in this neighborhood, then you're helping to fix the problem.
And for people who move into those homes, the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors is helping provide household goods, utensils, and the like, since most of those moving into the homes are coming from homeless shelters with only the clothes on their back. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.